Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV. Jeffrey TV Podcast. What's up, boys and girls? My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. And recently, I've been thinking about happy. What is happy? How is happy? Where is happy? So far, what I've come with is that everybody's happy isn't the same. That marketed, advertised, TV, commercial happy that everybody wants or that everybody should want, the generalized idea of happy, which in itself might just be something that you don't even dive into. Something that you may or may not should explore. It's just like you're just happy and that's it. Don't look too deep into it because you may or may not like what you find. Where it's like happy is just happy and leave it at that. Everybody wants to be happy. We're all seeking happiness. For me, that's kind of the generalized idea that I have of happy. That it's just something that everybody wants, that you wish for everybody to have, that it's something that we all strive for, it's something that we all can get. And those things I don't necessarily believe. My happy isn't your happy. What I just thought of today was happy could be how comfortable. Happy is how comfortable you are with who and what you are. How comfortable you are with who, what, where, why, and all that you are with yourself and how you perceive to be where you think you should be or doing or are or where. And this makes it relative and subjective to each human being. My happy ain't your happy ain't my happy. Then I begin to think, what about like Gandhi and Martin Luther King and Mother Teresa and all those people who lived a life of service? I believe everything is about self. So this is something that these people were at the least inclined to do, or if not wired to do. Some people say there's no free will. So whatever we do and we are, I should say, and there's no free will, and whatever we do or are is what we were supposed to be and do. So everybody's perfect. So if you have people like Gandhi and Mother Teresa and people who gave a life of service, Martin Luther King, blah, 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 who gave a life of service, even gave their life in some cases, were they happy? It can make you feel good, there's a difference. Being excited is one thing. Your team wins a Super Bowl or a football game, you're happy. I mean, you're excited. And you're happy for that moment. The happiness I'm talking about goes far. Getting excited. Like I did when San Antonio Holmes got that touchdown in the Super Bowl. The happiness I like to talk about is an underlying, general, inherent feeling that carries under and over everything. It could be even in your subconscious. Before you interpret the sights and sounds that you hear and the feelings that you hear. That buffer in between your senses and your brain that puts a spin on everything, that puts a spin on all the data and information that comes into your brain through your nervous system. So by the time that stuff gets to you, it's already interpreted. A translation has already been put on it by you. Two people can look at the same damn thing and come up with five totally different things, and it's only two of them. And if you ask me, that's one of the best parts about being human, the fact that we can do that. And is being happy the goal? Is it about being happy? Is being happy something we should be striving for? Or should we strive for a more sacrificial life of service? It's all different for everybody, just like I said. And the way we're wired in the diversity, it all works out. Because some people are going to be this, some people are going to be that. And I've said before, some people aren't wired to be happy. Happy doesn't even suit them. You don't even look right being happy. Go back to being you. And that's cool. Also, being happy ain't easy. Being happy ain't easy, and being happy takes work. I believe that happy has to be earned and built. So you got a little kid, young, 2-3 years old or whatever, a happy kid. They laugh, you know, they play, they seem happy. But are they really happy? Or are they demonstrating happy? They're probably truly happy, they're being tickled and motivated and moved by sensations in their body to make them appear to us as being happy by laughing and playing and the body language and the facial expressions. And I think what I'm trying to get at is the happy I'm talking about is deeper than that. That could be even just being excited. Maybe even to be happy, you got to have some experience. Maybe to be happy, you might need to... Hey, there's a bug on my screen. Why is there a bug on my... Get off my camera. Not that you was doing anything, but still. Like happy, I guess it might be like an adult happy and a child happy. But ignorance is bliss happy. And then a foundation of which your personality and all your being is based on. After the experience of adulthood, going through life, understanding life, and getting to a position. Again, this is, I gotta say, this is all my subjective idea, because I can't speak for anybody. And it's quite possible, and in fact, I know it's possible to be happy and to be completely ignorant. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, just be happy and just have no knowledge. Have no knowledge of what you're missing or can have. just being happy without being aware of how much more life there could possibly be. It's like being happy right there in your hometown, born and raised in your hometown, never really traveled, never went anywhere. People could be happy. You know, they know Paris is there, they know this is there. And they could be happy without having any inclination or desire to go to these places or to experience that. They could be happy leaving 95% of life on the table without experiencing it. And by my definition, and by the way I think, there's no rules, there's no up or down, there's no right or wrong. So all the possibilities are valid. So I'm just talking about my happy, I guess. I guess I'm talking about my happy in relation to the populace idea of happy. I mean, because there's sometimes I sit in it. And sometimes I just sit in my happy. In my recliner. In my living room. With my food and my drink. And I just imagine the things I've done, the places I've gone, the capability, the stability that I have, meaning, you know, financially, psychologically, physically. Took me a while to attain all that. I had to work and earn it. I don't think happy can be given to you. I really do think you have to build and earn happy. Excitement can be given to you. Periods of deep enjoyment. I guess I might be putting a spin on the word happy. I may be talking about something else. I might need to Google exactly what happy means. I think what I'm talking about something, maybe something, a different word to mean something a little bit more in depth. To where you get to a place where it's impossible to hate. You're fairly trusting of life. You're open to life. That's the thing. You got to be open to being happy. You have got to be open to being happy. There are some people who are just aren't open to being happy. Maybe because past experience, the way they were raised, an event that happened in their life, trauma or whatever. I can understand how that kind of trauma or events could affect somebody for the rest of their lives and almost put a ceiling or a cap on how happy they can be without going back to an incident or an event.
Truckers and the other one that they were
doing for a fucking motorcycle, like the guy was passing on a motorcycle. That's my boy. He'd be out here with me. So I may be developing a whole different idea or thought and using the word happy to describe it. And I am more than just probably addressing, summarizing, and diagnosing my situation, how I got here, why I feel this way, how did I become this person that I adore, worship, and love so much, and wouldn't trade for anything in the world. How many years it took me to carve out this niche in my family and in my life and in the people around me to where I could be Jeffrey. To where I could be Jeffrey the way I want Jeffrey to be. And once I got there, that's the happy I'm talking about. So it's probably something much more deeper than just, oh, I'm happy for you. No, I'm not talking about that. Even though it can be applied that way and I get it, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a deeper understanding and functioning with oneself. And happy puts an emotional quantitative. Does it put a quantity on it? Does it try to quantitize it? No, it more like tries to label it. Because you could be all the things I said, happy with yourself. See, you could be comfortable with yourself, enjoy yourself, like who you are, what you are, like what you've become, enjoy it, all that, and not be happy. Because with humans, everything goes. There's nothing set. There's not too much set in stone when it comes to this kind of stuff. So I don't know. I just know I like talking about it. And I like the position I'm in to be able to talk about it, just like this. And if you're hearing and listening to this, that's all I want. Even if it's only one person. Just to have it out there. Because God knows I go back and watch him. I go back and watch me develop ideas, seeing what I'm doing out there, how am I putting it out there. They go Jeep, black Jeep like mine. I love them cars. I love my Jeep. Hey, look like a Mormon. White shirt and tie. So he's probably happy. You ask, you know, the Christian people, they're happy with Jesus. You know, people say religious. You know, they're like happy and especially the religious people who found Jesus. Now, euphoria is not happy. Euphoria is temporary, I believe. Like I said, these are all definitions. I may be misusing these definitions. But I'm hoping that the idea that I'm trying to relay is out there. And we can scrutinize and get down to the granular level of the words that I use. just trying to diagnose what I'm doing, how my experience of life. Am I, what I may or may not be missing, what I may or may not be seeing? Am I deluding myself, tricking myself into being this or doing that? I believe I have my eyes wide open. I try to look at everything and process everything. I don't reject anything. There's really no, you know, deleting that or blocking that in my life. I learn to deal with it or not. And for me to block something gives it significance. Soon as you block it or say, I'm staying away from that. Well, not staying away from, but as soon as you block it, you put an active, you do something active to stop something. That's giving it significance. It may be worth it. It may benefit you in the long run. And since everything goes and nothing matters, it's all good. Whatever works. Whatever works for you. In fact, I should call this the happy that works for you. Find that happy that works for you, or something like that. Anyhow, out here doing what I'm doing, thinking about taking the day off again. How good it would feel for the first hour. Relaxing. And then it become indulge. Then it'd be too much. So I don't know how to do anything in moderation. Then I'd get lazy. I'd be laying there in pain. Like, oh, why did I do this? Oh. Because when work is done, you completed a good work day, you look at your queue, you're happy with what you accomplished and what you completed. That quitting time comes, that's just kind of a euphoria. It's temporary. The happy I'm talking about encompasses all that. My walking, my family, my computers, my car, my food, my living, my income, my clothes, everything. People around me, music, everything. My happy has to include everything. Even the stuff I don't like. Even the processes or the way I handle the things I don't like. How I can even enjoy the things I don't like. That's happy. That's happy. Maybe I need to Google. find out different clinical words for happy, because I know psychologists or psychotherapists or somebody, psychological, physiological wordings to better describe what I'm trying to say. It's probably a whole science behind it. But be your own kind of happy. It's all you can do. Is be your own kind of happy. And I guess ultimately I mean happy to be how comfortable you are with who and what you are. Is there anything more important than that? Is there anything more important than being happy with what and who you are? Because that incorporates everything that you do and say and accomplish. Your intention, your goals. If you can say you're happy with what and who and where and why you are, if you can say that, I'm thinking there might not be too much more left. Well, what's happening here? Something happening over there. Looks like somebody going in and doing something in that building. Police don't like it. Police don't like it. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. So we're going to y'all two times. Ouch. Ouch. So we're going to y'all two times. For the funk and for me. For every atom and subatomic particle that has ever existed in this or in any universe that has or will existed. All of it, y'all. The good, the bad, and the ugly. All of it.